Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most visually spectacular topics in the whole course, river landforms. We're talking about waterfalls, gorges, meanders, oxbow lakes, floodplains and more. By the end of this episode, you'll understand how each one forms and know exactly how to write about them in the exam to pick up every single mark. So, let's get started. First, let's set the scene. Rivers are constantly doing work. They're eroding, transporting, and depositing material. And the balance between those three processes changes as you move from the source of a river all the way down to its mouth. In the upper course, near the source, the river has lots of energy and steep gradients, so erosion dominates. In the lower course, near the mouth, the gradient is gentle, the river slows down, and deposition takes over. This upstream to downstream shift is absolutely fundamental. Examiners love to see you reference it. Now, there's one more ingredient that shapes river landforms, and it's one that candidates often forget: geology. The type of rock the river flows over, whether it's hard, resistant rock like granite or soft, less resistant rock like limestone or clay, makes an enormous difference to the landforms that develop. Keep that in mind throughout this episode because it's going to come up again and again. Right, let's start in the upper course and work our way downstream. The first landforms we encounter are interlocking spurs. Imagine a young river in a steep valley. It doesn't have enough energy to erode sideways, it can only cut downwards through a process called vertical erosion. As it does this, it winds around the hard, resistant rock on either side, creating a series of ridges that interlock like the teeth of a zip. These are interlocking spurs. They form because the river lacks the power to cut through hard geology, it simply goes around it. In the exam, if you're asked to explain interlocking spurs, make sure you mention vertical erosion, the V-shaped valley, and the role of hard rock. Moving downstream, we come to one of the most dramatic landforms in geography, the waterfall. And this one is all about geology. Specifically, what happens when a river flows over alternating bands of hard and soft rock. The river erodes the soft rock much more quickly than the hard rock above it. This creates a step. As the water plunges over that step, hydraulic action, the sheer force of the water, and abrasion, where the water hurls sediment against the rock, both attack the soft rock beneath the hard cap rock. This creates a hollow called a plunge pool. Over time, the hard cap rock above is left unsupported and it collapses. The waterfall retreats upstream. And here's the key exam point. As the waterfall retreats, it leaves behind a steep-sided valley called a gorge. High-force waterfall in County Durham is a brilliant named example. It's formed where the River Tees flows over the windsill, a band of hard igneous rock called dolerite, overlying softer limestone. Examiners absolutely love a specific named example with the right geological detail. Now, let's move into the middle and lower course, where the river widens and the gradient becomes gentler. This is where we find meanders, those beautiful sweeping bends in the river. Meanders are fascinating because they're created by both erosion and deposition working together. On the outside of a meander bend, the water moves fastest. This creates a river cliff through lateral erosion. The river cuts sideways into its bank. On the inside of a bend, the water moves slowest. Velocity drops, the river loses energy, and it deposits sediment, building up a gently sloping feature called a point bar or slip-off slope. So you've got erosion on the outside, deposition on the inside, and together they make the meander more and more pronounced over time. And what happens when a meander becomes extremely pronounced? You get an oxbow lake. As the meander tightens, the neck of land between the two sides of the bend gets narrower and narrower. During a flood, the river has so much energy that it breaks through the neck, taking the shortest route. The old meander loop is cut off, and deposition seals off both ends, leaving a curved, horseshoe-shaped lake, the Oxbow Lake. Over time, this lake may dry up and become a marshy area called a meander scar. Drawing this as a four-stage diagram in the exam will earn you significant credit.
finally, let's look at the floodplain and levees. The floodplain is the wide, flat area of land on either side of a river in its lower course. It forms through two processes. First, lateral erosion by meanders gradually widens the valley floor. Second, repeated flooding deposits layers of fine sediment called alluvium across the valley floor. This alluvium is incredibly fertile, which is why floodplains have been farmed for thousands of years. Think of the Nile Delta or the lower reaches of the River Thames. And what about levees? These are raised banks of sediment that build up along the edges of the river channel. During a flood, the river overflows its banks. As it does, it immediately slows down because it's now spreading across a much wider area. When velocity drops, the river deposits its coarsest, heaviest sediment right next to the channel. Over many floods, these deposits build up into natural embankments, levees. The finer sediment travels further across the floodplain before being deposited, so you end up with coarse material near the channel and fine alluvium further away. That's an important detail that separates a good answer from an excellent one. Right, let's talk exam technique, because this is where you can really make a difference to your marks. River landforms questions almost always reward annotated diagrams. If you're asked to explain how a waterfall forms, draw it. Four clear stages with labels will earn you marks that pure prose might not. Practice drawing your waterfall sequence, your meander to oxbow sequence, and your levee cross-section until you can do them from memory. Command words matter enormously. If the question says describe, you need to say what the landform looks like, its shape, size, and key features. If it says explain, you need to say why, what processes caused it to form, and how geology influenced it. These are different skills, and mixing them up is one of the most common mistakes examiners see. Always link processes to landforms explicitly. Don't just say erosion happens. Say which type of erosion, where it happens, and what landform it produces. The four types of erosion are hydraulic action, abrasion, attrition, and solution. For deposition, remember that it occurs when a river loses velocity and energy, and always explain why the velocity drops. A common mistake is confusing the inside and outside of a meander bend. Remember this, outside equals erosion equals river cliff. Inside equals deposition equals point bar. Use the mnemonic OECIDP. Outside erodes cliff, inside deposits point bar. Say it a few times and it'll stick. Now, quick fire recall time. Five questions. Pause after each one, think of your answer, then press play to check. Question 1. What process creates a plunge pool at the base of a waterfall? The answer is hydraulic action and abrasion. The force of the water and the impact of sediment erode the soft rock beneath the hard cap rock. Question 2. On which side of a meander bend does erosion occur? The outside of the bend, where water flows fastest, creating a river cliff. Question 3. What is a levee and how does it form? A levee is a raised bank of coarse sediment along the edge of a river channel. It forms when floodwater overflows the banks, slows down, and deposits its heaviest sediment closest to the channel. Question 4. Name one real-world example of a waterfall and state the geology involved. High force on the River Tees. The river flows over the Winsill, a band of hard dolerite rock overlapping softer limestone. Question 5. What is the sequence of events that turns a meander into an oxbow lake? The meander tightens, the neck narrows, the river breaks through during a flood, and deposition seals off the old loop, forming the oxbow lake. How did you do? If you got all 5, weird, you're in great shape. If you struggled with any of them, go back and reread those sections before your exam. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. In the upper course, vertical erosion and hard geology create interlocking spurs, V-shaped valleys, waterfalls, and gorges. In the middle and lower course, lateral erosion and deposition work together to form meanders, oxbow lakes, floodplains, and levees. Geology is the hidden ingredient. The contrast between hard and soft rock controls where and how quickly landforms develop.
In the exam, use annotated diagrams, name specific examples like high force, and always match your answer to the command word. You've got this. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck in your exam. And remember, geography is all around you. Next time you see a river,